Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
Jeff, I got this email from Gina, and she is wondering...
Damn, Gina!
...if we can help her out a little bit. She basically said, I need some help with my boyfriend, Brad. We have been together about a year. She's wondering, where is the relationship going?
Hey, Gina, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
Damn, Gina!
How sick are you of that phrase right now?
Sorry.
It's a good phrase.
Couldn't
yeah.
help uh-huh. it. At least your name's not Felicia.
That's true. That's a really good point. So tell us about your relationship with Brad.
We've been together about a year, and we have a one-year anniversary that's coming up this month.
Okay.
And, you know, the thing is, I've mentioned the future a couple of times, and I feel like things are going really well, but every time I kind of, like, try to see how he's feeling about being together long-term, he says things like, you know, things are so good right now, you know, why can't we just focus on, you know, the moment, like just be present and, you know, sort of see what happens. And I kind of want to know what he's thinking more long term, you know what I mean?
So do you ever drop hints about weddings and stuff like that?
Well, I do. I mean, we've talked about it a little bit and, you know, it seems like he does want to get married, you know, down the line, mm-hmm. and he seems sort of into kids and family, but he just doesn't seem to want to kind of talk about it like in a specific way, like pinpoint a time or in the future. Like, I just don't have a sense of whether he really wants to do that with me or not, and if when.
Mm-hmm. I think this is good insight, because if guys need to know, if you've been dating for about a year, that's when these questions start creeping up, because women are like, okay, if you're just going to do play, then I got to bounce, because, you know, after that amount of time, you're like, don't waste my time.
Now, here's
this isn't going to be for real.
But why isn't the answer acceptable that things are great right now? Why do we have to talk about the future? Like, in guy speak.
Yes. Translate, please.
That translates to... Things are great right now. Why do we have to talk about the future? That's the translation.
That's not helpful.
Why don't guys want to talk about the future?
I think because guys are very next task oriented. I think as a whole, I think women have lists and checklists and plans and programs and this is where we're going to go and this is what we're going to do and this is what the next year looks like. Where guys are like, hey, what are we doing Saturday? Are we going to the lake? Or are we sitting on the patio at Taco Mac? You know what I mean? And
yeah.
That's it.
I don't need him to tell me we're going to get married next year. I just need to know, you know, is he even thinking that in 5 years we might be married or in 2 years we might have a kid? Like, I just want to have some sense of that, because
right.
if he's not thinking it at all, then I really kind of need to know that.
Because I think women want to know we're headed in the same direction. We're just,
yeah.
we're on the same page with this. And do you guys already say I love you?
Yes, we do.
Okay. So I feel like if a guy is saying, I love you, and he's really happy, and he wants to focus on the happy, I think you can assume that it's going in the right direction.
Yes.
But I understand why she wants to have that conversation, for him to say, yes, I would love to marry you someday. It's not going to be tomorrow. It may not be in a year from now, but that's where my head is, too. I think it's okay for her to ask for that reassurance.
Have you asked that specific question in that specific way, or no?
Not exactly, no.
Okay, and why not?
I guess I feel like I've met his family, and the conversations that we have had, he kind of skates around it. He doesn't seem to want to answer it, and I don't know, I feel like, you know, sort of like pinpointing him down, I don't want to make him feel like I'm giving him an ultimatum, mm-hmm. I guess. You know what I'm saying?
No, you definitely don't want to feel like that.
Well, I think the...
You just have to be delicate in how you phrase it.
The options are either just... chill out and be patient and see where it goes, right? Or we could see if he'll come on the show and Jen will talk to him on your behalf.
Oh, you're going to make me do it? I feel like that would throw a wrench in your relationship. It sounds like everything is going so great with Brad. You guys are in love and everything's happy. And then some radio gal is going to call and mess it all up.
And just for the record, I don't trust a lot of people named Brad.
Why?
Oh.
I don't know why.
He's a good guy.
I know.
Brads are hot.
Really?
Yeah, Brad's a hot guy name.
Uh-uh. Mm-hmm. Brads are skimming off the company birthday cake fund.
No, he's a good guy. He's pretty cute, too.
So let's see if Brad would be willing to do this.
Okay.
And if he is, we'll see if we can get an answer out of him.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you for making this switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.